I did the same thing yesterday, didn't I? I'll get to some of your texts in a moment. Colin Bettles, though, Grain Producers Australia, is with you on the Country Hour too, because, Colin, I actually needed someone to sort of bring... We've just heard about amazing ideas and different things they can do on farm at the moment. One of them is autonomous tractors, where one's being sold here today. It's another type of spray unit opposite me. There's about three or four different kinds around. Producers have to sort of find their way through all of this as well. And what's that conversation like for the producer at the moment?
Well, I think from my point of view, we always remain as pragmatic as we can. I would say the best roadmap is follow the money. If it's going to save farmers time and money, then that's the best advertising you'll get. They'll lean over the back fence, the word will get out. They're very good at early adoption, or when they recognise something's going to save them time and money, then they'll pick it up and use it, and they'll talk to each other about it. So there's a lot of products here, and thanks for having me on the show, Warwick, as well, to talk about it. But, you know, the price of inputs are going up. Farm machinery is a key input, so they'll be assessing it all as a holistic package. How's that actually going to contribute to their profitability and sustainability, and that's what we're all about at GPA.
Yeah, so what are the conversations like around at the industry table, around your table, around autonomous and how it fits in, and whether regulation needs to change or what farmers are doing needs to change? What's that conversation like?
Yeah, good question. So we're here at Future Ag, and we're presenting this afternoon about the work we've been doing since 2019 on autonomous farm machinery. So again, it's technology that's on the horizon and it's getting closer. It's been adopted on a bigger scale in the US and in the EU, in particular around horticultural crops. So I think farmers are looking at it and seeing what the opportunity is. And we've developed a code of practice, which is about safety, and that adheres to the regulatory rules we have at the moment. So we're also having a conversation with government and helping to frame their understanding of it. It was based on a code of conduct for autonomous farm machinery and mining that's used in WA. So we've used that as a roadmap, and Dr. Rowan Rainbow, who's a guru in these matters, a very forward-thinking and very intelligent observer of the industry. And so he wrote the code, and our partners are the Tractor and Machinery Association of Australia and the Society of Precision Agriculture Australia. Of course, when you've got the farmer themselves, the grain producers at the centre of that discussion, then that provides it that provides the practicality of why we're doing it. And so that's to help create a pathway for a commercial market in Australia. So we did a survey last year as part of that, and GRDC's invested. I heard you mention GRDC before. Of course, they're doing some great work with SPAR, and they've got Grain Automate Alley here. So their program is looking at autonomy as well. One of the things our survey did uncover is that people are using semi-autonomous already.
Yeah.
So, you know, things like drones and robots.
Yeah.
There's a bit of misunderstanding, but of course the technology hasn't fully arrived here, so farmers aren't picking it up and using it as yet, but they're starting to think about it. So our survey is about having an ongoing conversation on those practical elements.
And then you'll get to see the change through the industry over time then, yeah. I'd imagine. I've got about a minute before I have to go to rural news, Colin, but
you're right.
What should we be thinking about? What does the industry want farmers or the regulators thinking about then going forward?
Well, at the moment, it's more about the commercial operators
yep.
and creating that pathway to market. So cost.
Yep.
Digital connectivity is something our survey has obviously identified.
Yeah.
Increasing people's understanding and capacity. So they want to know more. It's really driverless machinery, okay? And
yeah, with that no cab,
yep.
You've got to trust it from day one.
So they obviously, that's a no-brainer that you're going to save farm labour, but they're going to be deployed to create other efficiencies on the farm. You still need a human to supervise these things, and at the end of the day, there needs to be a human involved in the regulatory environment as well, so someone has to be ultimately accountable. So we've got to help people understand that, build capacity and knowledge over time, which is essentially what we've been doing, and there'll be ongoing learnings around that, but we put safety at the forefront of that with our code of practice, so we'll continue to promulgate that over time.
Having someone accountable, that's a really good point to finish on. Colin Bettles, great to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Colin Bettles there from Grain Producers Australia. I am late for Rural News. Let's